From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama says he has never seen devastation like he did today in Alabama. The state was among several struck hardest by a storm system that spawned dozens of tornadoes. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Mr. Obama went to Tuscaloosa to see the wreckage up close and to meet survivors who've lost virtually everything.
After touring Tuscaloosa's Alberta neighborhood, Mr. Obama said he was struck by the power of the storm to do so much damage in just a few minutes. He was also impressed by the way the community has rallied for what's sure to be a long rebuilding effort.
No matter how hard we may be tested, we maintain our faith, and we look to each other to make sure that we're supporting each other and helping each other. I'm sure that that spirit is going to continue until this city's all the way back.
The president promised the federal government will do everything it can to help Tuscaloosa and other storm-damaged communities throughout the South. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
The storms killed more than 300 people across the South. The majority of the victims were in Alabama. Well, President Obama later paid a visit to Florida's Kennedy Space Center, even though today's historic launch was scrubbed. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports Shuttle Endeavour could not embark on its final space flight because of a technical glitch.
Space Shuttle Endeavour was scheduled to take off on its final mission before being retired. Its last flight will be to the space station to deliver a $2 billion physics experiment designed to look for antimatter and dark matter. But during the countdown to launch, NASA workers found that two heaters associated with a power unit had failed. Officials said that they need time to troubleshoot the problem. The delay will last at least until Monday, possibly longer. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
Britain is celebrating its royal newlyweds. Prince William and Kate Middleton tied the knot today. NPR's Philip Reeve says the ceremony took place on a cool day in London without flaw.
The British monarchy has been through a difficult period in the last few decades. It's been battered by divorces, scandals, and above all, the death of Princess Diana. Today, this old institution announced it was back with a fanfare. The wedding in London's Westminster Abbey mixed history and tradition with a strikingly intimate touch. With Prince William gazing into her eyes, Kate Middleton took her vows.
I, Catherine Elizabeth.
I, Catherine Elizabeth.
Take thee, William.
There followed a ride to Buckingham Palace in a horse-drawn carriage and two kisses on the balcony. The huge crowd, some of whom arrived days ago, surged forward and roared with delight. The day's ending with a party thrown by Prince Charles, William's father, for family and close friends. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
This is NPR. Libyan civil war is spilling over its borders. Government forces are battling with Tunisian troops in the frontier town of Deiba. Tunisia has summoned Libya's ambassador to protest. Forces loyal to Colonel Muammar Gaddafi were chasing rebels who fled into Tunisia in recent days after troops overran a border post. Tunisian security forces are on the hunt for hundreds of inmates who escaped from two prisons today. Local authorities say the inmates escaped after fires were set in their cells. This further complicates Tunisia's efforts to bring stability to that country in the aftermath of an uprising that forced out President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali. People in the U.S. are making more money, and based on the government's numbers from last month, they're spending more, too. But the Commerce Department says much of the extra cash went toward pricier gas. More from Danielle Carson.
With job prospects improving and bigger paychecks, Americans have more of an appetite to spend. And that's key for a strong recovery because spending accounts for most of the country's economic output. Analysts expected consumer spending to get a nice jolt from the 2% cut in Social Security taxes. But they say much of that windfall is getting eaten up by higher gas and food prices. And with higher energy costs sapping household budgets, the government downgraded its estimate for economic growth to below 2% in the first quarter. The economy needs to grow at a 3% clip just to keep the jobless rate from climbing. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Before the close on Wall Street, the Dow was up 47 points to 12,810. NASDAQ was up slightly at 2874. S&P 500 up 3 at 1364. This is NPR.